The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Don't escape it. Create it. Escapism is tempting, but dangerous. We think, when frenzied or fraught, that an exotic getaway will be the cure. But inevitably, the rush of travel wears off and the pretty pictures fade from your phone's recent album, and we're back to reality, only feeling worse, tortured by thoughts, calculating when we can justify taking the next trip. It's like buying inner peace on a high-interest credit card. Eventually, the bill comes due, and the debt piles higher and higher. With exactly that in mind, we interviewed Katie Wells, the creator of Wellness Mama and a practicing Stoic, and we asked her why she decided to up and move her family to the beach. We wondered, was there an element of wanting to escape the busyness of the city and everyday life in Katie's decision? Her answer is one that Marcus would likely endorse. She said, "I joke that it was beaches and taxes, but it isn't that far from the truth. My husband and I wanted to find a place where we could spend a lot of time outdoors with our kids and build community. I find that living in a beautiful place actually enhances my ability to work and to be able to look inward. When we lived in other places, I found myself looking forward to the escape of vacation much more because it came so rarely. Living in a beautiful place enhances my creativity and sense of wonder." Katie wasn't escaping reality. She was creating a reality she didn't want to escape. How many of us fantasize about that hopefully not so distant future where the time will be just right to live the life we really want? How many of us chase the mirage of retirement out of fear of the uncertainties and the unknowns inherent in life? How many of us defer our happiness? Even in Seneca's time, people were doing this. As he wrote in On the Shortness of Life, "You will hear many people saying, 'When I am 50, I shall retire into leisure. When I am 60, I shall give up public duties.' And what guarantee do you have of a longer life? Who will allow your course to proceed as you arrange it? Aren't you ashamed to keep for yourself just the remnants of your life and to devote to wisdom only that time which cannot be spent on any business? How late it is to begin to live only when life must end. We could have the life we want today," Marcus Aurelius wrote, "but instead we choose tomorrow." Well, let's stop that. Make a different decision. Think about Katie's example. It's actually not reckless. It may very well be the path to wellness. Hey, it's Ryan. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. So check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.